RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Someone on the text line asked this question, CDOT, if you could trade the Royals for any other professional sports team, which sport and who would you trade for? I think there's only like four or five teams that would really make sense. Like, I don't think trading for the Lakers makes sense. Like, the Lakers are the Lakers because they're in Los Angeles, for example. Like, if they moved to Kansas City, they wouldn't be the Lakers anymore. Like, part of it is Jack Nicholson sits courtside and the celebrity. Like, yeah, they're not the Lakers if they moved to Kansas City. I think it's like five NBA teams that would make sense. It's like the Thunder, the Nuggets, the Minnesota Timberwolves. So, yeah, tomorrow, if you gave me the opportunity to straight up trade the baseball team that has had, I don't know, five good seasons in my entire life, and I could trade that for the Oklahoma City Thunder, in a heartbeat, I would do that. In a heartbeat, I would trade them for the Minnesota Timberwolves. But, yeah, I think those are like the only teams. There's no hockey team. Maybe you guys would want a hockey team. I'm okay. I would maybe go to a hockey game once a year if we ended up getting it. I would go to a lot of NBA games if we had an NBA team.
You should have just leaned in and been like, Lakers, Knicks. That's what I want. I want the Knicks. I mean, it's a silly question because...
No, I mean, but I'm saying is the Knicks aren't the Knicks if they're in downtown Kansas City.
They're
only the Knicks because they play in Madison Square Garden and it's Celebrity Row and the culture of the Knicks. That's why they're the Knicks. So I'm saying the Thunder are still the Thunder if they are in Kansas City.
That's fair.
The Minnesota Timberwolves are still the Minnesota Timberwolves. Like, nothing really changes. There's no prestige with them. It's just cool to have an NBA team if that's the case. The Spurs are still the Spurs if they're in Kansas City. That is not the case if the Los Angeles Dodgers moved to Kansas. No, they're not the Dodgers anymore then.
I just think if we apply that to a lot of sports, you'd be shocked to see how many teams exist as a big thing because they're still, like, 100%. The Yankees are the Yankees because of New York.
For sure.
I would say as much as the Mets are kind of laughing stock, the Mets are the Mets because they're in New York, they have the new state, the whole deal, same thing.
For example, I mean, one of the reasons why the Cardinals are so cool is a city of that size loves their team like they're the Red Sox. The fact that the Cardinals have been as culturally relevant as they've been for the last 50 years, despite the market that they are in, is a true accomplishment. There might not be anything like it in American sports. Maybe you would argue the Green Bay Packers, but the NFL is just kind of designed for everybody to have a chance. It's not really how baseball is. The fact that the Cardinals, Rob, have always been relevant our entire life in St. Louis, and they have had more success than the Red Sox, as much success as the New York Yankees in our lifetime. The fact that the Cardinals have been that good is remarkable. Like, maybe you could replicate that somewhere else, but I'm not sure if another community would support them the way that St. Louis has come out and made them the center of everything. There are very few cities in America that baseball is their number one, and St. Louis is one of those places.
Maybe this is an unfair comparison. Isn't Oklahoma City that way with the Thunder? Now, maybe it's different because
they don't have any other choices,
town,
though. Yeah, like, St. Louis at one point had a football team, hockey team, a basketball team, and they have always loved the Cardinals through all of those things. That is not the case in Chicago. As popular as the Cubs are, that's not the most popular team in Chicago. As popular as the Red Sox are, they're not more popular than the New England Patriots. St. Louis is the only place that I would say baseball is their number one favorite sport. I would say that basketball in New York City is kind of the thing. There might not be a city where the basketball team is the most popular team, where you would argue when the Knicks are good, the Knicks are the most popular team in New York City.
I mean, part of that's because the city split with baseball
sure,
and football too. Like, you know, if New York's a unique market because, like, when the Jets and Giants and Knicks are all good, the Knicks are the unifying force. Other teams split the market.
Nobody cheers for the Nets. 100%. Cheers for the Nets.
Honestly, you can put them on the trade list because the Nets do not have a culture at all. The Nets just exist. And you know what? They have a Jayhawk and a Tiger. They'd be great here.
No, I don't want them because the Nets, you know what? for the most part, they stink. Minnesota's good. The Thunder are good. The Thunder are, like, well-run. The Thunder have been good for 15 years. Minnesota's been relevant for most of our adult life. That's not the case with the Nets. Please don't. The Nets are one step above the Charlotte Hornets. I don't want them. I'm not trading. We already got the Charlotte Hornets in Kansas City. Why am I trading for somebody else's version of that team? All right, this was a story that I really enjoyed that we did earlier in the year. This is a trend that people have.
All right, so there's this new thing blowing up on TikTok, and it's probably going to offend some of you. The trend is putting ice in your beer. I know this sounds a little strange, but the comments, they're kind of all over the place, with some people calling it a total game changer for a hot day or helping you to stay hydrated, while others calling it an absolute travesty since they're basically watering down the flavor. You guys, what do you think light beer tastes like? But what do you think? Is it genius or is this a crime against beer?
Hey, man. People out here are getting the Boulevard Wheat with light ice. Come on now. That's crazy. I've never seen this before. I'm not saying people don't do it. I was, oh, I do this all the time. No. You're telling me that you go to a place and you have them scoop ice out of the bin, put it into a cup, they go over to the draft, and then they pour you a beer? That's weird to me. That's incredibly weird if that's how you drink beer. I'm sorry.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.